Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. After 2 years, Muslim armies will finally enter the Jewish entity, not as conquerors, but as servants of Trump. News. Trump gathered his lackeys from the Arab and Muslim countries in Cairo on the 14th of October 2025 to boast of his achievement in reaching an agreement over Gaza. Earlier, the BBC's State Department correspondent reported on the 10th of October that, quote, the U.S. is moving up to 200 troops already based in the Middle East to Israel to coordinate the operation, according to U.S. officials. The U.S. military will establish what it's calling a civil military coordination center in Israel, involving some 200 troops. Embedded in it will be forces from Arab and Muslim countries, including Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, end quote. Comment. After the few stood bravely against the many, after the brave resisted the cowardly, after the faithful held firm against the faithless, the neighboring Arab and Muslim forces that looked on passively during 2 years of slaughter will finally arrive, not as liberators, but as servants to do the will of Trump and the UK's infamous former Prime Minister, Tony Blair. And their center of operations will be not under the flag of Tawheed, but under the protection of the murderous Zionist entity and its flag of blue and white. While the army of the Jewish entity lashed out blindly against men, women, children, and babies in Gaza without distinction or pity, the brave few, with the simplest of weapons, courageously faced a high-technology mercenary army funded by the billions of dollars worth of support from the U.S., and the prayer of the faithful was vindicated.
قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين.
Those believers who were certain they would meet Allah reasoned, how many times has a small force vanquished a mighty army by the will of Allah, and Allah is always with the steadfast. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 249. While Gaza became an example of Islamic faith and perseverance, not only to Muslims, but to the masses of people all over the world, the huge armies of Muslims paraded shiny weapons under the empty condemnations and the deceitful patriotic slogans of treacherous rulers, threatening with their lying mouths what is far from their hearts. These rulers are also examples and surely will face an accounting both for what they did and for what they did not do. President Sisi, the little pretend pharaoh, welcomed Trump, the facilitator of death, to Cairo to stand in front of the world as a peacemaker, while Arab and Muslim leaders praised his achievement and he lavishly praised them for their obediences. Those who should have wept bitter tears for their failure to stand up with their armies for Islam and Muslims were full of smiles. Did ever before such a few small men put chains on so many? What a contrast with the army of Qutuz that set out from Cairo to defeat the hitherto undefeatable Mongol hordes at the Battle of Ain Jalut. Despite internal divisions, the noble army put Gaza on the map of history by defeating the Mongol outpost stationed there, giving hope to the timid and opening the path northwards to the Muslim victory at Ain Jalut. As for Erdogan, the fiercest in empty speeches and threats against the murdering Jewish entity, he crowned 2 years of barking with a theatrical performance in the sky above Egypt, refusing to land his plane for Trump's so-called conference in Cairo unless Netanyahu's absence was guaranteed. Erdogan likes to be compared with the Ottomans, but regardless of the slogans, none of such close economic and military ties with the Jewish entity as his government. Gaza under the Ottomans inflicted huge casualties on the British armed forces in valiant resistance, slowing down their march towards Al-Quds during the First World War. The Ottoman Khilafah held the flag of Islam proudly for centuries until the diseases of nationalism and secularism seeped into the minds of Turks and Arabs with false promises of achievement and progress. One could wonder whether any Muslim in any dark time in previous history would have imagined the disgusting depths of betrayal that our current rulers commit. betrayals may never cease in the history and progress of mankind. But the Muslim world, after the fall of the Khilafah, Caliphate, is unique in that its betrayals are not the sneaky ones selling secrets in the dark, but rather the rulers who sell their people in broad daylight year after year through never-ending disasters and calamities, and will continue to do so as long as their shaky thrones are not burned to the ground. Nevertheless, there will remain always men of faith who through sacrifice and steadfastness in various tribulations will be granted victory. Let Gaza be again a lesson and a rallying call for Muslims that apparently undefeatable enemies can be overcome. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdullah Robin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.